Hi, I'm Mark Westcott, and once again with
Tom McVeigh.
Welcome to 7 Minute Wisdom. I'm really enjoying having these conversations with you, Tom. I'm learning a lot in regard to your side of the business, but I hope it's helping our listeners have a better understanding of some of the things which can seem like double dutch to them. You've been able to explain it very easily, so thanks for your contribution.
Yeah, thank you, Mark, and the feedback from our listeners, it's been excellent, hasn't it? We've had a number of responses, so encourage people to come back to us if there is anything that does interest them, and we can talk to them about it.
Absolutely, and it's crossed the borders. I had a call recently from an old client of mine from Victoria, who said he'd heard one of our sessions, and it prompted him to take action to get his and his parents' stuff all sorted, and it was a very complicated estate, but now it's all been fixed up as a result of some of the things he heard in our 7 Minute Wisdom series.
Good.
But today we had a chat, and Tom, I'll hand this over to you, but basically there's two parts to estate planning. A lot of it's what we call hard fact, which is, what do you own, what do you owe, what do you want to happen to it, and so on. And that's really a lot of the part that you get involved in, and so on. But in our side of the world, we try and deal in soft facts, which are the human emotions and intentions and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I think, Mark, frankly, the soft part is probably more important. The legal parts and documents are technical documents, and I think in talking about estate administration, when we're administering the estate, so it's drawing up the documents, it's transferring property and so on, but sometimes I wonder whether the surviving family, particularly family who haven't been involved in the financial affairs of the group, how they get on. So do you bring some things to the table that assist them?
Sure. Part of our whole process, our peace of mind process, Tom, and thanks for the question, is really helping people understand what the intention is. And in fact, when I engage with clients, the first question I ask is, what is your intent? What's your intention? And I point to my heart and I say, tell me, don't worry about what you own and owe. Speak from your heart and tell me, if something happened to you tomorrow, what would you want for your spouse? What would you want for your children? What would you want for your business partners? And so on. And so the value that we really bring to the table is all the tools and capabilities that make it simple for people after they've passed. Now, sure, you do all the legal documents and so on, but I mean, one of the tools, for example, our Dear Mary letter, which we've talked about before, but one of the things I think creates the greatest value is a tool we've put together called the First 90 Days. And basically what happens, what my experience in the past, what happens when people pass is that their spouse, their children and close family, a lot of times become emotionally paralysed. Not just paralysed from an emotional point of view, paralysed from a point of view in regard to making decisions, knowing what to do, who to talk to, what sort of action they should take and so on. And I've noticed from close friends of mine who have died through to another couple of examples recently where the family have really struggled to even do something as simple as arrange the funeral. They've been so traumatised and so paralysed that all these sorts of things just become huge, insurmountable problems. And having recognised that, what I did was create the First 90 Days. And I break up the tool into three different sections. The first 30 days, days 60 to 30 to 60 and 60 to 90. And I help people by giving them a whole lot of prompts in this area. So, for example, day one, I say, day one, if you're a client telling me what to put down, I would put down just grieve. Mm. Day one, grieve. Day two, okay, now's the day, you'll still be grieving, but you need to make a phone call to the insurance guy. You need to ring these key people. You need to start thinking about organising the funeral. Make sure all the relatives have been informed and close friends and so on. If you need to put something in the paper, whatever it is. So we do really practical stuff to organising the funeral. By the end of the first few days, be thinking about organising a celebration of life and so on. And just go through practical things like that. One of the interesting things that's come up recently, Tom, is, and we've put in is please cancel all my social media accounts. And silly little things like that. You know, obviously communicate with banks and insurance companies and so on, but...
What about arrangements for the wake, Mark? Do you sort of suggest where the funds are to shout the...
Well, yes, that's right. A very important part of that and creating some levity here. But yes, you know, I think for most people, they'd want to have a celebration
of
their life. And so, you know, helping leave some directions in regard to where that should be, what they should do and so on.
Good.
So the first 30 days is pretty clinical, effectively, but days... 60 to 90, there might be some more practical things and so on, and so, you know, now you're going to have to look at, you know, going through the will, getting the insurance, superannuation, all that sort of stuff, but just giving them directions. But I think what's the most powerful thing, Tom, is in day 60 to 90, towards the end of the 90-day period, I prompt people to say, take this opportunity now to tell your family it's okay to pack up your clothes, and this is where it gets a bit emotional, but pack up your clothes, take away all the monuments to yourself in the house. You're like, don't forget me, but you know, don't have things there that will just remind you every room you go into with my clothes and my stuff and so on. And it's okay to distribute the ashes. I mean, you know, let's do something with the ashes. Don't just leave them on the mantelpiece, because that can be a bit spooky as time goes on. But also, permission to move on.
Mm.
So whoever's left behind,
you
know, please move on with your life. Don't sit around moping for the rest of your life. You know, I want you to have a happy life, and I want you to move on. So it's a practical little tool, the first 90 days, but it's one which is just gives away all the hints, helps people get through a time when they can't make any decisions, and allows them to move on with their life following the death. So I really recommend it as a great tool.
I must say, encourage people to do the same thing. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Tom.